the Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's the 25th of October. It's 2 months to Christmas, and I'm joined by Mrs. Claus. It's Nicola Duke. I say Mrs. Claus of the charts in some way there. I can't be. So it's not far to Christmas now, you know. We're in the last quarter
of
the year.
And I'm joined by the fairy.
Ooh, hello. Yes. But I just say, it comes around quickly, doesn't it? Again, you know, it really does. I know I'm sounding like an old man here, but it is come around very quickly, Christmas this year.
Yeah, really.
It's almost like my father said to me when I was about 26, and I'm 20 years older than that now. And I said, I realised I had a bit of a depression almost on my 26th birthday, thinking I'm now close to my 30s and I'm to my teens. And he said, yes, and do you know what? It gets quicker the time as you get older. I thought, oh, brilliant, Dad, thanks for that. I was already not feeling too clever or too cheery, and now you've really put me in the doldrums. But, okay, let's get on the charts, because I've got a guest coming up on the podcast, Nick, so I'm going to have to hurry along and hurry myself along, because I don't normally chat too much anyway. But let's go with 88 Energy. It's always requested. It's a very popular stock. They did say they're not going to do any more work now, which is nuts. The last RNS, I think it was one of the last ones, they're not going to do any more work up there in Alaska until spring of 2018. So literally, it disappointed a lot of investors, you know, and the share price dropped off on that announcement. But what do you reckon, Nick? Is there a bounce here?
I think it's a little bit lower. I hate to say it. We're at one even now. We just got rejected at the daily 20 moving average, and the previous fib level that I was looking to be support at 1.14. So I think that we continue lower, and the target, I'm sorry, I'm just going to move the chart across for everybody. Got it now. So the support level that we're looking for is between 0.74 and 0.78. So no, I don't think we're quite there yet. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Next.
We
one.
Are right now.
Stop and, you know, doing that. You do that all the time.
Sorry,
you stop talking. You start again.
We are at the big round number one, and I think that'll suck a few people in. Ooh. But really, the Fibonacci support is a little bit lower at 0.74. Sorry.
Okay, so next one is Fast Forward Innovations. It's pretty much an investment company, and it has investments in a bit of crypto, like Factum. And I hold some Factum, actually. I've looked at my cryptocurrencies for a while. Just got, boy, a bit of a sell-off. They seem to be worth half what they were a couple of weeks back, or a couple of months back. So that's annoying. Anyway, so what do you reckon on FFWD? Nicola.
Well, when I looked at the cryptocurrencies this morning, I really liked Factum. I think it's set to go higher, so it's one of my picks of the day. So I think Fast Forward Energy, big gap higher, breakout from wedge consolidation, but the big horizontal fib level is at 14. I think we're headed back to 14 and a daily close above 14, because this is a wedge. Here's a trick. So you can measure, so when you see a wedge breakout, you measure the widest swing within the wedge and you project it from the breakout level. So that says that we're going to go back to the 61.8 fib level, and that's up at 1739 next. So this wedge breakout, although we've got resistance at 14 and potentially at 15.7, I think that we go to 17.39 next.
Okay, and the next one is, as I'm pausing for time here,
Harvest Minerals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got to say, I do have, for reasons of transparency, Harvest Minerals, I do hold stock in this. I like them a lot. HMI, like Brian the Management. And I'll tell you the story here, Nick. It's a very interesting story. You know, Brazil, massive agricultural area, Brazil. You know, the coffee, everything. You know, they're massive, huge.
Coffee, soybeans, yeah.
Compared to the economy, if it represented part of the economy, it's a big chunk of their economy. Now, they use a lot of fertilizer, of course, but 90% of it's imported, and so it's expensive, and so the government are on a push here to be self-sufficient in fertilizer by 2020. HMI, Harvest Minerals, have a massive resource. They can churn out 450,000 tons a year for 100 years, if they want to, and that's only one of their projects. But they're about to get their, they've had it tested, their fertilizer. It's called KP Fertile. They've had it tested, it's positive results. They're about to get it certified by the government, and when that happens, you know, it's cheaper than imports, it's organic, it's locally produced, so there's so many good points to this. And like I said, it's a massive market they're going to be selling into, so I quite like it from this this level. And I think potentially as big. I've written a couple of blogs on them, worth reading. Do your own research. This is not investment advice. I just think when you get dynamics like this around a company, it's worth looking at. So what do you reckon? HMI, Nicola.
Yeah, we've had, you know, really bullish sideways consolidation and the higher lows. Now we need to make a higher high. The Fibonacci resistance, which is the 38.2 retrace from the highs in August 2016, that comes in at 1343. That's what we've got to close above to break out. What I like before is each time that we've rallied within this range, we haven't, you know, when we did it in August, we failed at the 200-day moving average. When we did it again in September, we couldn't close above the 200-day moving average. We tried on the 9th of October and closed above, but then couldn't sustain it. This time, I really do think that we've got, you know, full day's trading. We closed above it yesterday and a full day's trading above today. So I'm really hopeful that that gets the buyers moving and we get our close above this resistance level. Then I'm looking for the next 1548 and 1752. That's the kind of mid-range of this pattern. I think above 1752, we should go to new highs and we'd be looking for the 127 Fib extension first, and that comes in at 2887. But 1752 will be the decider level, I think.
Lovely. All right, last one. Tertiary minerals. No news out, but a big rise there. Seen a bit of interest in them. TYM. And their operational update on the 19th. But it's rising strongly today. I don't know why. But what do you reckon on TYM, Nicola?
Yeah, TYM. I think it's really bullish. You know, for the first time, it's above these daily 20, 50 moving averages and the 100 moving average have held it all down all the way. And for the first time, double bottom and a back above these moving averages and holding above. We did this before, you know, back in May, and we, you know, we only had literally one close and then the price action was very bearish every time we got above these daily moving averages before. This time it's super bullish. It looks a bit like a short squeeze. So I think for sure we're going to go back to the 200-day moving average and we're going to go back to 0.7 and then let's measure our fibs and see where we go next from here. Because I think this one actually has a lot of potential. So believe it or not, if we go from the high highs, the first Fib target comes in at 4.10. There's a pivot level that we're going to bang our head on before then. There's a couple of them actually, and we're going to take them from prior lows. So our long-term target for this stock, if we can bottom, should be 4.1, which is amazing because we're at 0.6. But in between, the levels that we're going to get stuck at are one, the big round number one. That's the prior lows from 2016, from February, sorry, and from June. And then the next pivot level is a bit higher, and these lows from 2015 in April, and then the highs from March 2016, and that's at 2.5. So two wobble levels, one, the round number one, and then 2.5, but our first target is 4.10 if we can get above and hold above the 200-day moving average.
Marvellous, Nick. As good as always, and if you're listening on the podcast, you can see these charts on the video at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.